At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. That's the way tire buying should be.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Man, do we got a lot to get to. Ryan Shazier is going to join us 25 after the hour.
Yep.
Now, you weren't given any, hey, man, we can't talk about the injury thing, right? We weren't given any can't talk about this, can't talk about that?
No. Basically, they just said plug his podcast called Don't Call It a Comeback.
Is he making a comeback?
I don't think on the football field, but
it's probably a personal comeback?
Spiritually and, yeah.
Okay, I won't call it a comeback. If it was a comeback, though, why can't I call it a comeback? I don't know. Did you guys, Ramos, were you? No, you weren't here yesterday. And Beyer, you weren't, when we were recording, you were working. Did you guys hear what our suggestion for what we really want to see on these IG posts of our guys putting themselves in the portal?
I did not hear it, no.
Beyer, did you get a chance to listen to any of those?
Yeah, I ignored my kid and listened to the podcast.
That's good parenting. Good, you're learning. So in all of these podcasts, all these posts on Instagram, when somebody's going to leave, they all say like, give me a school, John Ramos. Any school.
Nebraska.
All right. Cornhusker Nation. First and foremost, I want to thank God or Jesus. Sometimes God and Jesus, but God, Jesus, whatever, for the opportunity to play in front of all of you. You are the best. To my coaches, teammates, trainers, counselors, anybody involved. I have loved every minute of playing for Nebraska football. With that being said, I have decided to enter the transfer portal with 2 years of eligibility left. It's all part of God's plan. Please respect my privacy. And again, thank you. Sincerely, Doug Gottlieb. Right? How accurate is that in terms of some of these posts?
Extremely accurate.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. They all sound the same.
Very, very close.
Here's what I really want to hear. I want to hear, again, Cornhusker Nation. You know, you guys show up for games, but like two games in, you're already booing us. And our coach got fired midway through the season, even though he won a national championship, a mythical one at Central Florida and a real one when he was in Nebraska. And all he wanted to do was fix the program. You guys bailed on us. So you guys bailed midseason. So I figure leaving at the end of the season isn't that big a deal. The new coaches are kind of a-holes. They don't really like us. Teammates were okay. The women were, you know, I mean, if you're a quarterback, kind of hot. But I'm not a quarterback. It's kind of, you know, second level. We're in the Big Ten. We're not really going to win. So, yeah, and there's like NIL money at other schools and better looking women at other schools, and we can win more at other schools. So I'm putting myself in the portal. Listen, to anybody who's recruiting me, I really need like, I don't know, 100 to 150 grand because I got some bills to pay at home for NIL. I got 2 years left. I'll play really, really hard unless I could play in the NFL and it's a bowl game, and then I'm not going to play no matter how much you pay me to do so. Here's my number. Here's my agent's number. Here's my parents' number, my high school coach's number. Bye. Wouldn't you love just like an honest post like that?
That's pretty honest.
Yeah.
And ironically, after you did that on the podcast,
there was the Mississippi State one.
Yeah. And he calls out Mike Leach
because he called his running back.
He was semi-candid in that whole thing.
It's amazing, though. Just guys, I understand if you're leaving, you're in your own kind of, you're in your own world. God, now I don't know exactly what God cares about, but there's a lot of things going on this planet. And it would seem that where you transfer would not be paramount in his daily or her daily or its daily decision. I'm not telling you can't be religious and think like this is a chance for me to right the wrong of choices in my career. I've done it. I've left. And I thought, you know, I'm going to nail this. And it's just, you know, it's the old, it's meant to be. I got it. But please don't think that God has a plan where he's sitting there going like, okay, hold on. First, I want him to go to Nebraska. But then I want Scott Frost to get fired. Then I want him to transfer to Texas. And that is where it's all going to happen for him. Then he's going to go to the NFL. It's all part of my plan. All part of my plan. Because God, big in the portal, if you read all these posts. Big. Big in the portal. Tua was asked about this comparison that I've only really heard Emmanuel Acho make, where he's talking about the criticism that Tua gets, Justin Herbert wouldn't get. Now they're playing on Sunday night at SoFi. Here's Tua when asked about that comparison. All right. Yeah. So there's a survey here. There's a survey here from, it's out in SI.com. NFL execs, past and present, currently would fall. This is from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. They asked Jimmy Johnson, Randy Mueller, and three current NFL executives. All five of them, when asked to pick between Herbert and Tua, picked Herbert, adding they all like Tua. Right? Tua's got a good personality, right? Is that what they're saying? Tua's got a good personality. Oh, no, I like Tua. Who'd you choose? I'd choose Herbert. But I like Tua. Because he's got a good personality. Here's Tua when asked about it.
I feel that I've been very blessed to have gotten chosen, regardless of if I got chosen before him or after him. You know, I'm just happy to be where I'm at. I don't think anything of it. I know everyone else outside of our building and, you know, fans want to make speculations about that. But for me, I'm just very fortunate, very blessed to be in this position. So I'll let everyone else handle the talking with that, and that's my stance on it.
It's Tua. Tua's like, I'm not playing that game. He's, by the way, he's masterful with this. He's been really, really good, and he's been honest in terms of how Brian Flores made him feel and how Mike McDaniels makes him feel. But there's no win in this thing. I'll tell you this, that I believe, I don't know it for a fact because I haven't ever asked Tom Telesco – But I know other people, the Chargers, that had Herbert, or had they both been available when they chose Tua, they would have, when they chose Herbert, they would have chosen Tua. The general consensus was Tua was some, you know, was some incredible, incredible football IQ, ridiculously accurate, whatever. And they were kind of talking themselves out of the pick at the time, but still would have selected Tua. So we can look back and say, like, hey, in hindsight, you should have taken Herbert instead of Tua. But the fact is that outside of the hip injury, and, you know, this is what another NFL person told me at the time, like, well, look, he was hurt every year in college, and every year in college it was because he got hit. It wasn't, you know, he's running and he cut and his knee, or his, it was because he got hit. And the reason they hit him is he ain't fast enough to get away from dudes. He's not big, he's not fast, and he gets tackled kind of easy. And if you get hit and tackled in college, what are they going to do in the pros? That's the fear. But I don't think, and this article says it's not particularly close, Tua's been really, really good, surrounded by a great cast with great play calling. And I would say that even the most ardent fan, as I am, of Justin Herbert would say, he's been good this year. He hasn't been otherworldly great. But when you don't have your starting left tackle all year, you don't have other offensive linemen most of the year, you don't have your top two wide receivers, except for I think they both played one quarter, maybe two quarters together this season. You know, and then there's questions about play calling, which I would say the play calling is also related to the lack of time and protection and running game they're able to get. Tua and Herbert Sunday night, that's an absolute must win for the LA Chargers.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Doug. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Doug, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. We got a great show for you today. We'll talk about Brittany Griner being released. Apparently a trade for Victor Bout. Why didn't we have Danny Ainge do this Victor Bout trade? We would have gotten so many first-round picks and lottery picks. Just would have been crazy. Be like, man, we're in the United States in the lottery again? Like a Danny Ainge, that was like 4 years ago. Oh, such a good trade. Such a good trade. Anyway, Brittany Griner is back. I actually do have some thoughts on that. I'm not going to share with you right now. KJ Wright's going to join us, former Pro Bowler with the Seahawks. We'll talk about the Hawks, their playoff possibilities, and what the Niners are going to look like with Brock Purdy. Wait to hear what Trent Williams said about his rookie, now starting quarterback. Kyler Murray had something interesting to say about Patrick Peterson, and we'll have a text message discussion. You guys ready to have a text message discussion? I'll give you a little heads up. I get a lot of text messages per day. I'm a big, 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 big texter. And Jason Stewart got really mad at me, two months ago, when I don't always respond to the text. Now, the problem is that Jay Stu is a, he's not an iCloud. He's a, are you a Motorola flip phone guy? Is that what you got?
Android, latest.
You're an Android,
Samsung, yeah.
Android guy, which, look, I'm sure it's actually better. I'm guessing it's actually better than the iCloud. The problem is nobody actually, I remember when I was a freshman in college and people had these Apple computers and I was like, I don't even know. I'm a Microsoft guy. I don't know. Since that point, everyone I know, everywhere you go, has Apple something. You're the outlier. And it sucks because there's things you can't do within a group text because you're the one guy who has Android.
John Ramos and I have Android.
So that's why it's green, not blue, when I text you guys?
That's exactly right.
But when I text you a contact, you can't get the contact, right? I got to actually text you the number?
I think that's it. Yeah.
That's annoying. Anyway, Android and iCloud, can't we all just get along? No? I don't know. All right, we'll have that text message conversation. We got a good one. Oh, Ryan Shazier is going to join us. Ryan Shazier, linebacker who was, I guess, temporarily paralyzed, right? Career ended on a Monday night hit.
Yeah, December of 2017, spinal cord injury.
Oh, crazy. We'll talk about Matt Stafford, who had some form of spinal cord injury. Not the same, not as graphic. But also still not good and what it means for his future, for his career. Let's start, though, with tonight's game, which is an all-time dud, and I'm actually going. I have a buddy of mine, Rob, and Rob already texted me like, hey, if you want to bail, you can bail. And I was like, no, dude, I set my schedule this. You made it. I wasn't really asked. He was like, hey, December 8th, Thursday night, no kids. I have 50-yard line seats, Rams, Raiders, SoFi. Now, part of the intrigue in going to a Rams-Raiders game is, I mean, just the old Freaks Come Out at Night song, right? Raider fans in L.A. on a Thursday night, it's going to get weird. And they're going to win, too. And Raider fans who hated their coach like a month ago, now all of a sudden they're all in and think they're going to sweep in and make the playoffs and the Chargers will probably be on the outside looking in after losing last week to the Raiders, right? But the Raider fans in L.A. on a Thursday night sounds like a good time. Not to be in the black hole or sitting amongst them, but watching what is absolutely sure to be some sort of fight. Or fights. With Ram fans who, they're still defending Super Bowl champions. But there is no victory lap to be had because, now they're really, really bad. So here's the thing. Baker's probably going to play or maybe start. And if the last time I can remember a guy being so ill-prepared, do you guys remember when the Raiders traded for Carson Palmer? They traded for Carson Palmer, and Carson was retired because he was done with the Bengals. So they traded him, and I think there was an injury midway early on in the game, and he gets installed in the game. Like, the first pass he throws, he's like, awesome! And then he looked completely lost. Completely lost. Because when you switch systems, when you switch offensive styles, a lot of times, it's kind of like watching the World Cup. They call a elevator a lift and a field a pitch. What do you call a slant? We call it this. What do you call it? I call it a slant. Well, I call it a Jimmy route. Whatever you do. It's different lingo. But while you might think that not having any sort of running game, not having a good offensive line, not having arguably the best wide receiver in the league is unfair to Baker, here's the thing. That's the place, that's where Baker Mayfield's career actually is. This is the place that Baker Mayfield is, where you got to come in with a team that is not designed to necessarily win, try and make him compete, be as simple as possible. You can't use your brain that much in terms of the depth and number of audibles and all that other stuff. You just got to go in and stand and try and make plays. How do you handle this level of adversity? It's not fair. Right? It's not fair. Life's not fair. This is the situation you're in. You'll learn a lot more about Baker now than you do about this. We do this all the time with guys where, you know, I remember Daniel Jones in the preseason, how good he looked. Like, man, these guys all look great in the preseason. No adversity. Right? No real scouts. Plain Jane defense. Offense has been working on their stuff. They put in some specials. They're marching up and down the field against guys. Some of the guys aren't going to play in the NFL. This is a way better test for what a guy has in his chest cavity and what he has in his lower intestines. Right, if Baker Mayfield can stand back there, you got one of the best rush ends in the league. You're going to be playing a road game in SoFi. It'll be a road game tonight. 75% Raider fans. Right, no question. Play in a virtual road game, take a beating, not know really the audibles on how to get you. He's going to know a couple of audibles, a couple of different things. They're going to keep it simple, stupid. If you can stand in there and be a man and be a leader and withstand the type of adversity you're going to see, you got a shot. But if you don't, if you see complaining, if you see throwing it up for grabs, if you see him waving the white flag, he's got no shot. Got no shot. So I actually think this is it's a great sort of litmus test for Baker Mayfield. Everybody says they want a shot to be back in the league. I want a shot to start. Okay. Start with the Rams. Whoa, hold on. Their line sucks. Their running game sucks. And Cooper Kupp is out probably for the year. You didn't say I only want a playoff caliber team. You said I want an opportunity to start with a good offensive coach. You got it. Doug Gottlieb Show is broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection of fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is completely unfair to Baker Mayfield to throw him out there. There is not a strong likelihood of success. But you know what? You learn more about Baker Mayfield, and does he really belong in the league? Can he really lead men? Can he fight through adversity? Look, dude, he's in Cleveland. They won one game in 2 years, and they eventually went to the playoffs through three different coaches he had his first 3 years. So he's been through it. How does he handle it tonight? We'll see. We'll see. And then the other side to it is, I never jumped off the Josh McDaniels bandwagon. It doesn't mean I think they're going to win the division or get to the playoffs or he's a great coach, but he's a good football guy. And like the Patriots, that first month of the season, they're just figuring stuff out. Ironically, it took them that long to figure out, hey, this Josh Jacobs guy, he's really good. Let's give him the ball. And Davante Adams, how about we throw him the ball? How about we throw him the ball? All right, got a lot to get to here. Big Green Egg, welcome to Fox Sports Radio Tailgate, presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery, biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Do you guys know I'm doing two NFL games in 4 nights? Doing Dolphins Chargers on Sunday.
Dude, tonight's game, that's crazy, Doug.
Going
to tonight's game is crazy.
Why?
Well, you already said it. it's a crappy game, but I mean, a game that starts at 5:20 anywhere in Los Angeles is just hell to get to. That's the first thing I think about. If you were
so here's the logic behind it, right? We have a holiday party. Our holiday party is 3 to 5. Is that right?
Yeah,
Pacific time. Yes.
Okay. So I get done with the holiday party and then I drive in and I go to the game and then I leave. When I leave the game, the traffic's over, like done deal. Like, and if I show up late, like, all right, it was traffic. I had a holiday party. Not that big a thing. You know, I saw the people I wanted to see. I got a chance to have a beer with you. What are you saying, John? John's got pointing the finger.
No. I'm saying that I think that's a normal thought pattern for living in this city. Like, that's there's nothing wrong with that.
Here's what I do.
That's normal.
If I leave my house, I clump in as much crap as possible.
There you go.
Like, because then by the time I come out, I'm like, good, I left my house. I'm not leaving my house for a couple of days.
And most people would be like, oh, you were at a party and you got here? Cool. Like, they wouldn't be like, what? You're late. They'd be like, oh, yeah.
No, it was at a holiday party.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then there was traffic.
Yes. All of it makes total sense.
Do you really want me to see pregame festivities for this crap?
He wants you to see the national anthem.
By the way, weekday games in the West Coast cities is the stupidest stuff we do.
You mentioned that before, yeah.
It's dumb. It's not very smart, right? Like, we always make fun of is it still Levi Stadium? In San Francisco, like, that's the worst. And it's the worst. It's the worst because if you've ever been there, it's not near San Francisco at all. It's in Santa Clara. So anybody from San Francisco that works, that has a job, like, unless you're Silicon Valley where it's kind of close, you're not getting to the game at 5:15, right? Like, that means you're leaving work at like 3:30, getting on a BART, you know, or driving your car there. Same thing in L.A. Is there train service that goes there?
To SoFi?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I want to say there is. At least they're building one.
L.A. has the best train system that nobody actually uses. It's amazing. Have you ever been on the subway? You go on the subway, you're like, this is incredible. Why doesn't anybody use it? Like, I don't even know. This is amazing. And it's existed for a long time. Right? 20, 25 years?
I took it to the Rams game from where I live, jumped on the Gold Line.
We just asked you if there was for the Rams game.
Is that what you said? No, yeah, just, I'm sorry.
When was
that
the Coliseum?
When was that the Coliseum? My bad.
Yes. The Coliseum has very, I was like, I'm going to the Rams game. When the Rams played the Coliseum.
Ramos?
It's okay. We were both right. You just didn't specify because I thought you meant Coliseum, but then you didn't pause and say when it was at the Coliseum. So I was like, wait a second. He just answered my question. Even though he didn't have an answer for my question previously. The Coliseum is that's a perfect example of that actually has a really good setup to hop on a train. Now, you can take it all the way back home, Ramos?
Yeah, you take the Gold Line to Union Station, hop on I think it's the Purple Line, which is the subway. It comes out and drops you off right there at the Coliseum.
So how long was the process of getting onto a train?
Yeah, it was a 1 o'clock game. Yeah. I think we left at 11. Just to be safe. Ooh, I want to say 12. Like, no, that's too long. Like 11:45, maybe. Like 45.
And then how
minutes.
Long would it have taken if you drove a car?
Ooh, probably about the same. But then parking, it was, you know, trying to find parking and stuff would be more.
So, although sometimes parking at a train station can be hard too. But so there's that's the element nobody tells you when you live in like Connecticut and you take the Metro North into the city. Like, oh, no problem. It's like 1 hour and 5 minutes. You sit down, you know, you pop your laptop open, you do a bunch of work. You're like, yeah, except it takes 15 minutes to park. Okay. And then when you get back on the train, it takes you 15 minutes to walk to your car. And if it snowed that day, you got to dig out your car. Like, you're almost better off driving. What are you gonna
say? I'm not sure if I told you this story. I may have told this to Dan and to
well, I
Jason.
Haven't heard the story, so go.
We went to see a Giants game one time in San Francisco. And I said, why don't we take the bus? You know, great bus.
Why would you ever take the bus?
That's a great question. So we got on the bus and three fights from the time we got on the bus to AT&T Park at the time. We saw three fights on the bus.
The bus is Old Navy. Yeah, hold on. The bus is Old Navy. The train is the Gap.
Okay.
And your car is Banana Republic.
There you go. That's
right?
A great analogy.
It's Banana Republic. Like, just stuff goes on the bus. Like, every once in a while, you want to pop on a bus just to see what it's like. And then you're like, whew. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do that. Three fights. That's amazing. I will guess at least three fights in the first quarter, Raiders-Rams.
You going to go over or under on that?
I'm going to take the over on
I'll take
one.
The over
I'll
as
take
well.
The over on that one.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. It's kind of interesting. Ryan Shazier is going to join us. It was December 4th, 2017. They were playing their rivals, the Bengals, and he went up to make a tackle. I think, who was it coming across the middle? Anyway, makes a tackle and laid there motionless. And It was one of those moments where you're like, he's never going to walk again. You know, gosh, he's never going to walk again. And then you also worried, like, at some point, are we going to get to somebody going to die on an NFL field? Like, that was the real fear. There were lots of talk about him trying to come back and play. You know, he attempted to make a comeback several times over, and his walking wasn't as smooth. But in terms of his everyday life functions, he has made a comeback, and it's amazing. But his new podcast is called Don't Call It a Comeback, right? Which obviously could be a play on words from the LL Cool J song, or could be he doesn't like the idea of a comeback. I don't know. Ryan Shazier joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show. Why name it Don't Call It a Comeback?
The reason we call it Don't Call It a Comeback was more because, you know, it is a play on words. You know, we just talk about comeback stories and all the great comeback stories through all the sports. So right now, you know, we recently talked about United States men's soccer team and, you know, their comeback to the World Cup, to even, you know, Geno Smith and his resurgence in his career, and even talking about the University of Michigan being able to come back from us beating up on them the last few years.
By the way, tell Pittsburgh native Dave Damashek we said hi. He's awesome talent and really good, not just on your show, but on others as well. Okay, we're going to see Baker Mayfield tonight. That it's going to be a comeback of sorts, maybe a last stand of sorts. How difficult do you think that's gonna be? Like, he doesn't have he doesn't have his best wide receiver. The offensive line is not particularly good. The running game isn't good. And he's been in town for 2 days, and they're taking on a Raiders team, which has a good pass rush and is playing way better. In terms of comeback, how likely are we to see a comeback from Baker Mayfield tonight?
I don't know about Baker Mayfield tonight, but hey, that's the one thing about the NFL. You just never know what's going to happen. So we definitely seen situations where Baker Mayfield has played great. We have seen situations where unfortunate situations have happened. Teams that we never expected to win. So to me, honestly, I think Baker's just going to go out there and just try to have fun playing football. And a lot of times when you have fun playing football, that's when you normally play well. So we're just going to see what happens.
Ryan, take me back to December 4th, 2017. I remember watching the game and, you know, like anybody, Pittsburgh is that team was like so many great Pittsburgh teams built around your linebackers, right? You had a great linebacking core and you were the leader of them. America is saying to their television sets, get up, move something, get up. What were you saying to yourself?
Yeah, I was really just saying to myself more about, I was just thinking more of, I had a dog that I just bought my wife a few days ago and it was actually coming in to Pittsburgh the next day. So I was actually thinking more about, oh man, who's going to pick up this dog from the airport if I can't make it to the airport tomorrow because I'm hurt. So I was just more about, I thought I had like a stinger or somewhere in the source of a stinger, or just I was unable to move for a little while, but things will eventually bounce back, you know. And then after a while of just dealing with rehab and being in the hospital, I noticed that, hey, I was hurt a little bit worse than I thought I was, and I had to just start getting to work.
So what did they tell you? When they first did an MRI and X-rays, what did they tell you was likely to happen?
So they didn't really tell me, but a doctor had talked to my wife and told her that I probably would never walk again, and I had less than a 20% chance of walking, and that was something that my wife wasn't a big fan of. But we ended up figuring things out and working it out. And, you know, I heard what the doctor said, but one thing about me is if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to show you I can. So that's kind of the mindset I went into.
You clearly wanted to play football again. What was it like when ultimately you could not?
Yeah, so it was definitely difficult not being able to play football again. But to me, the ultimate goal was to be able to be a great father, be able to play with my kids, to be able to spend time with my family when I needed to. So it was more about just getting better for my family. And then football was the icing on the cake. I know I told everybody, you know, football was my goal, I just wanted to be able to have an independent quality of life. And I'm able to do that. And then, you know, if I was able to play football, that would have just been a plus.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, obviously, you played 4 years in the league, and it would have been a long and incredible career. But in many ways, like you said, like because it had to end, it actually gave you a chance to have maybe a healthier post-football life, right? Like, if you were still playing, you'd be in the grind of it. You know, you would have taken a bunch of bumps and hits and bangs and hurt other parts, and who knows about your head. Like, in many ways, this could actually be the best thing for the next version of your life.
I don't know about that part. I still love playing the game of football. So, if I was able just to miraculously be 100% tomorrow, you know, I'll call Coach Tomlin and ask him how I can get back on the roster. You know, so, but I definitely see where you're coming from. But I just take every day and just be grateful for every day that I have, because you just never know when things can change. You know, so any given day, somebody can get on the football field and get hurt. So I just was just thankful that I was able to get better, and I'm at where I'm at now.
Steelers are 5-7. They've won 3 of their last 4. They got the Ravens. Huge week this week. Ravens week. What is Ravens week like when you're in that facility?
Man, Ravens week is crazy because we just really focus on how the matchup is, and we understand that it's a divisional game. So divisional games mean more than any other game. But also it just means, you know, we just have to go out there and play physical ball, because we understand that they're going to do the same thing. And normally the team that out-physical the other one normally end up winning that game or find a way to win the game. So, and Coach Tomlin does a good job of making sure guys are ready.
You mentioned Coach Tomlin several times. He's never had a losing season. There have been some that have picked apart his coaching acumen at times in the past. What as a guy, as the only guy you ever played for in the NFL, what was he actually like as a coach?
To me, I really love Coach Tomlin as a coach. I thought he was a great coach. He does a good job of understanding the players, being a player's coach, and just actually breaking it down and understanding how to get the best out of each of the players that he has. And every coach is a little bit different, and it's a lot easier for people that's not coaching to judge somebody that is. So, to me, I think from all the coaches I've had, he's one of the better ones I've had. I've had phenomenal coaches with, you know, Urban Meyer, Lou Fickell, Jim Tressel, and Coach Tomlin himself. I just, you know, to me, they all have great different styles, and I think he does a good way with the style of coaching that he does.
Ryan Chazier, our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Is Kenny Pickett the guy for the long term with the Steelers?
At the beginning, you know, it kind of scared a few people because of the way he turned the ball over. But that's a rookie quarterback. I think Peyton Manning's first year in the NFL, he led the NFL in interceptions. And he ended up being the sheriff, you know. So, like, everybody understands that rookies need a little bit of time. You know, Tua, when he first got in the league, they weren't a big fan of him, or Jalen Hurts as well. But now you see what those guys are doing. I just think he's doing a good job of not turning the ball over in the second half of the season. After the bye week he's had, and he's getting more acclimated with his teammates, getting more chemistry with them. So I think that Kenny's definitely the guy. I think people just need to give him a little bit of time. He's only been a quarterback for, what, 6-7 games. So, you know, we didn't know what Josh Allen was until his second and third year of the league. The first year, Josh Allen, a lot of people was not really satisfied with how he was playing his rookie year.
It's kind of interesting. The podcast, Ryan Chazier's podcast, along with Dave Demchek, is called Don't Call It a Comeback. And among it, you talk about underdogs, Cinderellas, unlikely heroes, surprising achievements, but also overcoming this adversity. Let's go back to when you're trying to come back and play football and they're telling you just can't, your body doesn't move the same. How have you been able to mentally, emotionally overcome that?
So I think just with it being 5 years, I've been able to adjust and just allow time to allow me to heal. But I just have a lot of great people around me that love me for who I am and just always treated me the same. So with me just having those people around me, it helped me mentally when I had bad days, when there was days I wanted to cry, days I didn't want to work out. I can talk to my wife, talk to my friends, or talk to, you know, somebody very close to me, and they'll help me navigate those waters and vice versa. So I think that's some of the ways that really helped me be able to overcome not being able to play football again, not being 100%. But I don't want to lie to you and tell you that, you know, sometimes I wish I did still play football. But, you know, pretty much every person that played a game of football that didn't retire on their own terms, they all still wish they played football.
Oh, no question. No question. That's why the Andrew Luck thing was interesting, right? Like, I understand that rehab is difficult, but how I've come to know is football guy wants to play football, right? And you're gonna have to drag me off for my last game. And even when I read that article, I just, his losing the love for the actual game, for playing the game, was something that I felt like was a lot more rare than maybe people leave it out to be. In your experience, it seems to be rare. Most people want to keep playing football until they're told they cannot.
Yeah, I feel majority of guys, I would say it's probably, I'm going to say majority, I'm going to say 60-40, you know, like, so I would say 60% of the guys would still love to play the game. If somebody told them right now, you could be 25 again or 21 again, would you go back and play in the NFL? I don't know a lot of guys that's going to say no, you know, so, there are guys that do fall out of love with the game. You know, some guys that fall out of love with the game while they're playing it. So everybody's just a little bit different. That's why we're human beings. Everybody is just they're different. You know, everybody has different things that motivate them, different things that drive them. So I can see how Andrew Luck was able to do that. But, you know, for me, I'm a different person than Andrew Luck. So I am a person that wanted to play the game for a very long time.
Was it that you dipped your head? Is that what happened? Like, just the natural reaction of dipping your head, and that's what caused it?
No, I honestly, I just, when I lunge, and not lunge into like using my head, but I lunge to try to actually get my head out of the way, the receiver was running a little bit faster than I thought he was. And I was, if you look at it, I was still kind of parallel, and I ended up just hitting his hip. And, you know, your hip bone is one of the strongest bones in the human body. And I ended up just fracturing a vertebrae in my back. And then, you know, so it was just an unfortunate event. You know, they said this is like a once in a lifetime type of thing. So, you know, and they, I was lucky enough to be in that once in a lifetime situation.
Yeah, or unlucky enough, but lucky enough to be around and to share your stories and share this podcast. It's called Don't Call It a Comeback. It's really good. Download it. Listen to it. Ian, Dave Damashek, and they have all these stories of great comebacks from around the world of sports. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me.
That's Ryan Shazier joining us from the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was a hell of a football. That was the last time the Steelers were really good. Right? 2017, they were rolling, and then he got hurt, and it became House of Cards, and I think, was that Antonio Brown's year two, right? That's when they like fell out of the playoffs with the Antonio Brown disaster. It's a really, really interesting discussion to have is, you know, knowing what you know now, would you go do it again? And Ryan Shazier's like, if they told me I could play football, I would go play football. That's the football guys that I've kind of been around my whole life. I do understand that sometimes at the end of your career, you've just been through it. You've been through, you're like the Mark Schlereth where you've had over 20 surgeries on one part of your body and you're like, dude, I'm done. I just can't do this anymore. Not fun anymore. But the Shazier thing, that was my big takeaway, Jay Stu, was him saying like, if I could play football again, I would play football right now.
No doubt. No doubt. And he wasn't going to let you off the hook either on the, when you tried to tell him that, you know, his post career will be a little bit more healthy and you know, he'll have
I was trying to find the silver lining. Like, hey man, no CTE, no nothing. He's like,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go and hit people. I miss hitting people legally.
By the way, Antonio Brown played the following year as well. 2018.
Okay, so that was when Antonio Brown was still a relatively sane person, and the next year he went off. Yes, Dan Byer.
There are guys in college football that, you know, join a program and you hear a lot about, and sometimes they don't live up to the billing. Ryan Shazier was impossible to keep off the football field at Ohio State. So before he even came to, you know, the NFL and had the career there, like in his early years, you know, freshman year, was even on kick return, on punt return, like, you knew you was going to be good, but there are just some guys who flash and are just different.
Yeah.
And he was different.
What's the expression in football? In basketball, they say his sneakers squeak different. You ever heard that one?
Yeah. Yeah. You've mentioned that as well.
It's one of my favorite ones. I'm like, and I agree with you on Ryan Shazier. It's like, I remember, you know, it's like Penn State has always had the linebackers too, right? So it's not just LeVar, who just got in the College Football Hall of Fame, but also Luke Kuechly. Right. And you remember, like, for whatever reason, and this is the same thing in the pros. And I know linebackers usually lead you in tackles as well, but it feels like you're like in on every play. Like, there's Luke Kuechly again. There's Luke Kuechly again. There's Luke Kuechly again. There's Luke Kuechly again. There's Luke Kuechly. And Shazier is like that as well. Some of it's linebacker, but some of it is just this. I actually coach a kid in basketball who just started playing football. And I was like, that. And he's like a linebacker. I'm like, that's who he's going to be.
Yeah,
like, I love coaching basketball. Like, he's a football player. He's a linebacker. He's in on every play.
He was fast. He was everywhere. He could hit, you know. Man.
He's not a dummy. He's a smart guy, too. Like, not a dummy, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's just a lot of, and then he goes down, and I thought he was never going to walk again. And I thought he was never going to walk again. And he's, frankly, walking, and he's fine. He's just not able to play football again, which I'm sure sucks for him.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, when we grew up, you know, like you know, the Mike Utley injury, you know, like, and you know, unfortunately, you know, Eric LeGrand, who's gone on to do amazing things, you know, after he was injured at Rutgers, but that's usually, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of what we, you know, are used to, like in those sort of injuries, and so to you know. Thank goodness that he's gotten back. But yeah, we're kind of programmed to just, you know, think like, all right, that's it. And thank goodness it wasn't.
I did want to read this story, which is you've heard Dan Byer say, but it's more for Jason Stewart. Former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett has emerged as a finalist for the Stanford job. And Cousin Sal kind of echoed your sentiments there, Jason Stewart, when Cousin Sal tweeted out, "Not a joke, I'll donate a considerable amount of money to any scholarships, Stanford scholarship fund, if they hire Jason Garrett, thereby taking him off my television set." You will. What's funny about that is we will lose the Jason Garrett awkward stare.
Well, it's I saw the headline today was that I think it was Jason Garrett is eyeing the Stanford job. And I'm like, is he eyeing him with that creepy stare that he gives us when he promotes halftime? Yeah. Jalen Hurts for MVP. And then the slow turn and creepy stare at us.
Yeah, nothing
more need to be said.
It might be creepier to hear you say it than actually watch him. That's him pull it off.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm usually watching the later games.
Yeah.
I only see like the last 20 minutes of that, you know, and I'm doing our show here on Fox Sports Radio until 5 o'clock, but.
No, it's really exposed at the end of the second quarter when they're about to go to halftime.
When they go to halftime.
And they have him do this stupid ass thing where he's facing her, then he's facing the camera, and he says something really innocuous and uninteresting, and then he has a weird stare. You got to look for it. It's crazy.
Well, yep. They also position them oddly where Maria's very tall and she's in heels, but because of how they align them, it makes her look like she's a foot taller than both of them. Which in television, you're supposed to try and make everybody look about the same size, right? So what you put you should put them to, like, I think it's camera left, right? Camera left where you first come in, and then you put her like two steps back, and then they all look like they're the same height. But instead, she looks like she's 7 feet tall. And then he's creepy. Other than that, it's an awesome show.
I'm sorry, Dan, I cut you off. You were about to make a point about Garrett.
No, I wasn't. It's the throw, like coming up at half.
Yeah.
Coach, those Cowboys looking good today.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Why do they do that tease? Does anybody go like, ooh, oh yeah, they're gonna talk about highlights that I've already seen on my phone, or I'll see more thoroughly on a different network at halftime?
Exactly.
Why do they do that?
Well, I know you know why they do it, because somebody sponsored it. It's brought to you by Verizon. Or
yeah.
Is it? They can't just say the halftime show coming up brought to you by Verizon?
No, it's the Verizon halftime or whatever.
Well, why can't they just say the Verizon halftime coming up? Why do I have to go to Maria in studio?
Let me call him.
All right. Any first responder will tell you never try and beat a train. If you're braking, it can take a mile for a train to come to a complete stop. When you come to a rail crossing, stop trains can't paid for by NHTSA. The other thing they do, they obviously tape that, is CBS did this as well, where they rehearse halftime stuff. It's so awkward. Now, Turner, they don't rehearse, they don't meet. They just, the first time they ever talk about something is on air. Like ESPN and Fox are somewhere kind of in the middle, right, where you have a rundown, you talk about stuff. But I think NBC does the whole rehearsal thing, and it just makes all of it so awkward. You don't talk over each other, but it's weird to say something for a second or third time.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.